Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. She's back. We have to close out the season of the reunion properly. Miss Catherine Edwards.
Hello. Hello.
What is going on, Catherine? I mean, it's over.
It wouldn't have been right to not discuss part three because that I feel like is what we waited for. They gave us this in the beginning of the season with the trailer. We waited for part three.
I mean, they really dragged this out for, you know, a few minutes of Kathy on screen, but here she is.
Once again, I feel like they kind of shortchanged us. I think that the sell is too big. I wish they would not oversell because I think a lot of people walk away thinking that's it. That's all you have. And it was good. I mean, it was good. I had a couple like chuckles and yeah, I snickered for sure, but
it's like the trailer.
I just think there was more. There was more that they probably could have gave us that they edited out. That's how I feel. I'm sure there was.
I think so. Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people were accusing everything of, that Kathy, you know, the rumor was that Kathy showed up with lawyers and managers and publicists. And this is just the rumor as you are making your faces that she showed up to the reunion for the first time ever where they've let a publicist, manager, and lawyer show up. I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if stuff was edited. I mean,
if she did, you didn't see them and maybe they put them, you know, off to the side, but I don't know, a publicist, who knows? Honestly, at this stage of the game, who the knows?
You can swear. It's okay. I have a filthy mouth.
I try not to. My mom, I'm not a big swearer. I mean, I do swear sometimes, trust me. And when I do let it fly, I let it fly with venom. But I try not to go there.
I'll try to curb my nasty language.
You can. It doesn't offend, it doesn't offend me at all. Believe you me, I'm around plenty of swearing. I just try myself because I get in the habit. If I start doing it, then it just, I don't realize that I'm swearing. And there's times when I shouldn't be swearing. So.
I mean, what do you think? I read a lot of the comments on this whole Kathy Rinna Erica showdown. I mean, I took notes. I have so many thoughts. I mean, yeah. I have to say it's not a slam dunk. I'm not sure that this reunion did Kathy such justice. It's not a slam dunk. It's a lot of people are like, wow, she's evil.
I asked the people that I know that watched the show, I asked them what they thought. Everyone that I talk to is Team Kathy. I don't have one Team Erica and Team Rinna. And everyone is basically of the consensus that, she probably did say some, just the same thing that you and I talked about last time. She probably did say some less than savory things. And yeah, it's not good, but who doesn't? And I think that everyone kind of felt like it's forgivable. And for the fact that it wasn't on camera, If it was so horrific, all the people that were there, the staff, how come something more didn't get out? Everyone was willing to give it a pass. What they're not willing to give a pass about and to is Rena for dragging it in when clearly this was already a fractured relationship between Kyle and Kathy, knowing that they went for years of not speaking. Did Rena actually really think she was doing Kyle a solid by bringing this in? No.
No.
She's like, I'm so worried. I'm protecting you. And, you know, and she's like looking out for Kyle. How is that looking out for Kyle? That's always going to be her sister. They're going to make up. They have so, just like Kyle said, the kids, and it's not just her who gets hurt. And I don't know if Rena being an only child, or, you know, she lost the one sister years and years ago, if she doesn't have that that insight to siblings. But come on, how do you really think you're doing anyone a favor by tearing your family apart, knowing the history of that family?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah. And then like, yes. So, I mean, it's almost like two separate issues, right? It's almost like, well, almost three separate issues. It's like, did you say this or not? This whole thing of Rena versus Kathy, that's one thing. Now we'll get to Erica, because I got a lot to say about that, her statement now. Look, where have you been all season? Now all of a sudden we have a statement, and which we'll get into. And three, it's like, right, having nothing to do with Rena or Erica, just two sisters, you know? So it's almost like three different things. I think mm-hmm. the first one, what you're saying is like, all your friends are like, she probably had some version that she said something, but right. I mean, that's what people are saying. Like, well, okay, so we had this out and now we've moved on. Like, how many times has Rena been held to a cross? Erica, I mean, we've had a lot of people say a lot of things that they were, you know what I mean? Like, almost like Kathy will recover because look what Rena's done over her career at Housewives and Erica and everyone else. Like, everyone has a shady past where they've had their moments.
Right. I mean, it as ugly as it is, and as much as, you know, everyone's got a different, you know, thermometer as far as like what they can tolerate watching it, the viewers at home, there's got to be a line where you say, this is just something I'm not going to cross. If they all agreed not to cross the kids line, right, we're not going to talk about each other's kids. And I do think it is touchy when, you know, the Housewives franchise brings on family members. And you and I were texting back and forth, as much as everyone wants to say, you know, oh, relax, relax, it's a TV show. It clearly isn't just a TV show. It gets very freaking real. And you see that by the cease and desist letters, people not showing up to family members' weddings, to, you know, baby showers, all of these things. It's not just a TV show. This gets real. And the people that want to pretend like it's just a TV show, like get over it, like don't take it so serious, but yet you're slinging real arrows. You can't have it both ways.
I was just going to say, I mean, did you see Kyle's post where she's like, thank you all. It's the end of the season. We're moving on. It's just a TV show. Right. It's not just a TV show. You can't have it both ways. You can't.
No. If it's just a TV show, then why is she crying and saying it's done, it's over? Like, we went for all these years. You don't know what she's going to do. I mean, and believe you me, I do think that Kyle has gotten the wrath of Kathy in the past. I have no doubt about it. But that's a family dynamic that they need to hash out privately. That's the way I look at it.
I agree. That's why, well, my whole thing was, right, the whole Rena Kathy thing, you know, you have, right, it's he said, I mean, she said, she said. What I had a problem specifically, and also, can I just say, like, when Andy says, and Garcelle's so shocked, when Andy says, like, we conducted an investigation, HR, I mean, first of all, I'd like to know a little more about that. I mean, we've talked about this now for 9 months, like, where is the DJ that apparently, because that's what Erica's saying she said she came back and said the DJ is a fucking, and then used the F word against gays. So when this in HR investigate, Andy's like, it's she said, it's not. There's actually a human being. Now, yes, I understand people are could be paid off. Like, oh, let's not get into conspiracy theories. I would just like to know where the DJ is. And was that part of the investigation? What does this human being say? And where the hell is he?
I personally don't believe she said it for two reasons. I think that she has a lot of friends in the gay community, a lot. And the second thing is she also is adamant about not cursing. Adamant. Really? She doesn't curse. She really doesn't. Maybe she does it privately, but she does not curse. I mean, even when Kyle's like, I'm going to swear. It's just in Eric said, she said the F and F.
And you that don't to think- me was
like, if there's anything I don't believe, I don't believe. And Erica, I'm not saying that Erica didn't think she heard it. If the music was loud and, you know, there's a bunch of people and there's a lot of noise. I've been to the Caribou Club many times. It can get loud, right? If Kathy said effing something or who knows, there is a chance if no one else heard it, I'm sorry. And this is a woman who you're saying is using the F-bomb when she doesn't curse and she's got a ton of gay friends. I just find that hard to believe. I'm not saying that I don't think she had a meltdown and didn't say she wants to ruin Kyle and all the other things. If there's one thing that I don't believe is that she said that.
And what? Because you just know that she doesn't curse.
She doesn't. I mean, she just doesn't curse and she chastises people for their language. And I can't imagine that with all of her friends that she would use that word. That's just like not, if you want to say something about someone, I don't see that as being what she would, you know, use to describe someone she really doesn't like.
I agree with you. Look, I don't know her about the cursing, but I could see that. I could see her not, you know, she's a proper, we don't do that. And we, you know, this is how a lady, but well, I also.
She was having a meltdown to some degree. So I'm not giving her a pass and saying that I believe that she's like some angel. I think she, when she lets it blow, she lets it go. But just you think about it. If I got into an argument with someone who was clearly gay, that's just not one of the things that I'm going to choose to try to go after them or describe them as. I don't know. It just.
I agree. Well, first of all, she's just like she lives in 2022 and she's a smart businesswoman. She's successful. Okay. So. Yeah. Regardless of what's going through your mind, I agree. I just don't think that Kathy, like, just as a smart business, like, you're a person in the world. Second of all, she does have a ton of gay friends. Third of all, I mean, if you're all about the money and business, I mean, your daughter's career, which has catapulted her to the top of the world, is tween girls that are now in their 20s and 30s and 40s and gay men. So you have, to, I mean, she's not an idiot. She understands that Paris Hilton's fans are like tween girls that are now grown into their 30s and gay sure. men.
And, so, and also, why would she say it to Erica, who clearly her entire fan base is gay men? Knowing that that would be something that would be hugely inflammatory and they're already at odds. Why would you give someone that kind of ammo against you? I think she's sharper than that. I don't think she would step in it like that.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Tis the season. And look, I always ask guests if they could wear one brand for the rest of their life, what would it be? And for me, it's very simple, Lululemon. The main reason I love Lululemon, it's a one-stop shop. I know you think of them for working out and athletic gear, but there's so much more. I've worn Lululemon to work out. I've worn it to brunch, business meetings. I even wore Lululemon once to a black tie event, but don't tell anyone. And Lululemon makes the best holiday gifts. They have hoodies, t-shirts, pants, puffer vests, puffer jackets. My favorite, the ABC pants. Oh my God. I went in to buy a pair and I ended up leaving with every single color, black, trench, true navy. Should I continue? And what I love best about Lululemon and why I think they make the best gifts this holiday season is they're so comfortable. Look, we all have to move. Movement is so important, right? And it's so easy to move in Lululemon's clothes. They are literally the most comfortable, playful, fun clothes I have ever owned. So this holiday season, set joy in motion with Lululemon's best gifts. That's right. Set joy in motion with the best gifts at Lululemon. That's lululemon.com. Using Talkspace to me makes me feel like I have a mental health professional with me at all times, and I freaking love that. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider at any time, anywhere, makes taking care of my mental health super easy. You guys know I'm never in one place for very long, and I'm so relaxed when I'm traveling and I'm away, and knowing that I need to talk with my therapist, all I have to do is send a message from wherever I am. Look, therapy isn't easy, right? And dealing with mental health head on, it's a challenge at times, but connecting with my therapist isn't and shouldn't be. You can sign up online for Talkspace and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically in no more than 48 hours. How great is that? And they have thousands of licensed therapists with over 40 years experience in all specialties, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, and so on, relationship issues. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/velvet. I agree. And you saw that person you said you knew, that Dwight Coates, who said that person yeah. who posted, who said like, she's a friend of, you know, there's no bigger supporter for the LGBT community. She was at the Abbey last year doing some benefit.
Totally. Like, he's a newscaster, like a primetime 11 PM newscaster in LA. It's just her butler who is like family to her. That's just not something. I mean, you can, don't get me wrong. I'm sure she said some not nice things. That one, I have a hard time believing. That one, I would say no. And if HR, the whole, like I said, 80% of the cast, I mean, the production crew is gay. Like, she's going to be letting that fly around there? I just find that hard to believe.
I don't see it either. So, I mean, then that's like, and so, where has Erica been all season? I mean, we're making a statement. I don't understand this statement that she's made.
I think she was trying to have Renna's back. I think she was trying to like throw something else in there to say they had already alluded to the fact that there was some type of derogatory comment, right? Did someone try to say that there was a racial comment too for a little bit?
That's what I heard going around. Yeah.
I mean, there was so much. There's so much. And And the ironic part of it is that all of this that swirled around, but there's not one other person, no one, the no cast, one. The production, the people that were around them that has stepped up to say, I heard it. I'd like to second that. No one.
And, right. And again, don't have these conspiracy theories that, you know, it's Kathy and there's NDAs and she paid everyone. Listen, I've been at filmings, like you walk in and you have to sign the NDA, but right. That doesn't matter. Listen, everything comes out, affairs, federal fraud, Jen Shah, everything comes out, everything,
right.
Tests,
right.
Screenshots, it comes, I don't care what you sign, it comes out. So to your point, where is every single person that works at the club, the DJ? Where's the person driving the Sprinter? Where is everybody? That there's nobody that, and I'm sorry, Lisa Rinna. Again, I go back to this. I think, I don't know if I said it with you already, but like when you were in there, there's no phone. Lisa doesn't, I mean, if you were going off on me, my phone would be up and I would be like, look at you. And I would hold my phone as tight as I could so you couldn't grab it out of my hand. And I would have a video of you having your meltdown. My phone would be, I don't care if they weren't filming. I would film it.
Not only that, if you're so shook, you have freaking PTSD, you're scared for your life, all of these things, you don't think that that phone would have been recording? Even if she didn't get a visual of it, just the sound, just the audio? I call bullshit.
Right. Now you're in your own room. So I don't, even if you're going to say, well, we were filming and we don't have our phones when we film, and therefore it was in whatever it was, I don't
know. She was texting Erica. She was texting Erica saying, you know, she's having a freaking meltdown. It's so easy to call and let someone listen to it. You don't have to say anything.
I agree. Why didn't you have your phone out to record? It's very strange. And I love when she said, you know, Kathy was like, look, I think I agree with you. The trailer, I think, was more interesting. Like, they really put so much in there. It was like the basic stuff. But I do like what, you know, they were so shocked when she said, like, you did this because your contract was up, like Garcelle, like, let out, like, there. I'm like, I don't know why you're all so shocked. I mean, this is the truth. Like, let's break the fourth wall. She wants to be renewed.
That's true. The one thing that she said where I was just like, that Kathy said, when I was like, come on now, that I thought was not petty, but just when she went after Erica with like the Cartier ring and saying like all that stuff isn't yours. I was like, come on, you know, yes, the money, but in the same sense, Tom Girardi was a very successful attorney that did make money. You know, how much of the things that he bought for Erica was taken from the victim's money? I don't know. But to say that the coat you're wearing, to this, she doesn't know where that shit came from.
No.
So that was, to me, like, I think she did herself a disservice by using that. There's a million things you could have said about Erica, Jane, Girardi. You didn't need to go there. I mean, you can tear her from here to kingdom come, up and down, sideways.
What about when she said, like, you know, really, I said that. So I think my credibility and believability is a little more than yours.
That was great. Loved it. I was like, get her. Yeah, she just needed to talk more about those things. But the going after her material things,
I think they were a little, I mean, we saw the trailer for so long, so we're not shocked, but I think sitting there, I even think, Kyle, I think they were all shocked that this was Miss Hunky Dory. And I just think even like, I think all of them, Sutton, Garcia, right? I think they were shocked that, oh, Kathy's, you know, don't fuck with Kathy. She's at least got something up there.
Yeah.
You know,
I really, really do believe they edited the heck out of that. I think that went on a hell of a lot longer than it did. And when Andy was like, you know, thanks for coming, it wasn't the easiest. And everyone was just like, so like, holy shit, that was hell. It did, that hell didn't last for just 5 minutes. That went on for a while.
Yeah. Cause I think,
I'm sure that was their way of trying to save Kathy, Erica, and Rena. And the show. Because I bet it got ugly. That's just, I think.
Right. I think you're right. Like, look, they're sitting there and their goal is to save Rena, despite what everyone says. Look, maybe we're wrong. Maybe she won't be back. But I agree with you that their goal is to save her. That's not...
They want to save every one of them, if possible. I mean, listen, that combination, if it's so inflamed and they make it to where these three cannot come back together, where they've cut so deep to the white meat and they won't come back because it's too ugly and they're too embarrassed, something's got to give. But if they don't show it and it's only them that were on the stage that witnessed it and saw it, they can let it go.
Yeah. They definitely want to save all three of them, and they definitely want to save the show. And they've had the highest ratings, and the reunion is like at 1.5, which these days for Housewives is really highly rated. It's like they had record highs with this last reunion part. So yeah, their goal is to save everyone. Now, Kathy's statement that she won't be back if Erica and Rinna are there. I mean, Erica is coming back. Rinna, I'm like, you know, we can say we're not sure, but I can guarantee you 100% Erica Jane will be back, period.
I think if they have to give up, truthfully, I think if they have to give up somebody, I think they'll give up Kathy and bring in some new other women. They'll let Kathy go. And they'll try to find something else. That's my feeling.
I think they'll choose Rinna over Kathy for this show, yep.
Because Kathy's not going to do what Rinna does. And I have to believe that, I mean, granted though, I mean, Rinna's going to be a big paycheck for them that they probably, I don't know what they pay Kathy anyway, but I don't, and maybe they give Rinna, you know, one more season to see if she can still keep it coming and, you know, bring in. If she doesn't, then, you know, they can have a clear conscience of like, we gave it to her, we paid her a nice hefty check for a season, and you know, she can ride off into the sunset, and they're happy to get rid of that salary. I don't know. I say if anyone out of those three goes, in my opinion, it's going to be Kathy.
I think
they did everything they could to save face for all three of them, so there is a chance they can come back.
I agree. Now, I don't know how, because Kathy first made a statement, I won't come back if it's the same cast. Well, you have an out, it's Diana, you know, and maybe, but now she's basically said those two. So I don't know. She will have to somehow, look, no one's going to argue with her. They'll sweep it under the rug. They're not going to, but she's going to, if she wants to save face, she's going to have to find some way to reconcile that statement. I mean, I don't say she has to save face, but.
She can go back on that. That's not so, you know, major. You know, she can say, hey, I said it when I was angry, and, you know, it was a really rough season. But I don't know.
I think Erica has said that, you know, the one person out of everyone she feels the most supported by is Rinna. Yeah, I think she feels this is her. She went to hell and back. In her life, in the world. And this is her. Look, the one thing about Erica is she is a stand by you person, whether you like her or not, right? She has that, like, no, you know, you're making a face.
Time out. Did she stand by Tom Girardi?
Well, no.
Who has she stood by?
Well,
who has she stood by?
Lisa Rinna. She has
she's standing by Lisa Rinna because that is all she has.
That's all she has.
I don't think she has zero loyalty. None. No, in my opinion, no. And I trust me, I really do believe if someone else came on the show and she had to turn on Rinna, she'd turn on Rinna. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me hang up on Donnie.
That's okay. You don't have to hang up on him.
Well, I just sent him a voicemail.
Well, that you're probably right about.
Sorry. And truthfully, I think Rinna would chuck Erica down the river.
Yes.
Those are two peas in a pod right there. They're both so, they're both just like survivors. Like they're just, I don't want to say over their mother's back because I'm very sensitive to Lois, but I honestly don't think that there's a lot of people that they are loyal to or care for.
And you think Kyle Richards is loyal? More so?
I can't. This is what I want to go on the record. I really, really like Kyle. I think she's a sweetheart. I think that she grew up in, I did not see that movie, of that documentary on
the book. Like,
No, the Big Kathy thing.
The Hilton.
You that told me about that?
House of Hiltons, yes. House
yeah, okay. Hilton. I haven't seen that. But I think that when you grow up in that situation, clearly there's sibling rivalry. I think it's a different, you know, it's a different thing that for sure that I had with my sisters. And I think that the closeness that she has with her friends and her kids and her husband, I think she is loyal. I think she's very, very loyal. I think that the relationship that she has with her sisters and maybe the fact that she didn't stand up for Kathy. And I do, if that were me and I was sitting on the sofa and someone was coming after my sister, I mean, honestly, I'd probably be one of those like trashy girls that's throwing a drink and like lunging. Yeah, I don't come from my family at all, but I have a different relationship.
I love having this much attitude. No, not attitude. Attitude with an E. You know, the sustainably made bedding that helps me sleep better at night. Attitude is made from 100% bamboo. Do you know bamboo is often referred to as the vegan silk? They're innovative, clean bamboo from Attitude. The fabric is softer than silk, more breathable than cotton. It's cooling. It's hyperallergenic. I used to have a real problem sleeping because I would wake up so hot and sweaty all night. Well, not with Attitude sheets. I sleep so much better. They literally like regulate my temperature as I sleep. So I wake up feeling cool and relaxed. I've had the best sleep of my life since I've got Attitude sheets. And because Attitude is all about positive impact, they donate 1% of sales to environmental nonprofits. But guess what? One of the best things, there's no risk. You can try Attitude bedding for 30 nights, and if you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit attitude.com/velvetrope and enter promo code VELVETROPE. Remember, that's Attitude, Ettitude, as an eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at attitude.com/velvetrope, promo code VELVETROPE.
And I don't think that they have that same kind of thing. I think that there's sibling rivalry. I think there's jealousy. I think they obviously went through hell and back with the whole Maurizio leaving the company and starting his own brokerage. And I think that they've had their problems. So, but I would have liked to have seen Kyle shut it down. And when Kyle said, I said I didn't believe that, or I didn't hear it. When Kyle said I didn't hear those things. Honestly, I love Kyle. For me, that's not enough. That's not good enough. If my sisters just offered that up while my head's on the chopping block, I would be pissed and I'd have words about it.
Well, that's, so it's like a very strange dynamic. That's, you know, look, let's go through each side of it. That's Kathy's side of it. Like, I'm sitting there and where are you? I'm sitting next to you. Where are you? Like, why are you not telling this woman who is attacking me and claiming these things, you know?
But maybe because a lot of what Rena is saying is true, right? Not to the point where the general public wants to condemn Kathy for saying it. And I don't believe Rena was shook and fearing for her life and going to get cancer. She didn't share it with the world. But I think that Kyle probably, and Kyle even said on that one, I don't know, the last episode or the second to last episode, you know, and Erica brought it out. I'm glad that everyone saw what I go through. So there is that.
Yeah.
But even still, I don't know. I think it's just, there's a, I think that their relationship as sisters and the love that they probably have, this is just my observance, I would say is very compartmentalized.
Oh, damn it. Another Donnie call.
Yeah. I would say it's very compartmentalized as far as, and clearly they've lived without each other. And if they hadn't spoken since the reunion and then BravoCon, and who knows if they're speaking now and they're good with giving each other silent treatment, I could never live like that. If I have a beef with my sisters or my brother, I say everything and I will curse.
Then you'll curse. I couldn't tell. Like, it's almost like that to me is the most interesting part of this whole reunion, just because this is real world. I couldn't tell if, and yes, there's years built up. I couldn't tell if it was like, right. Like, I understand Kathy, like, speak up, Kyle. And yeah, Kathy probably feels like, you know, I've given you everything. Like, you Mauricio did leave the Hilton brand and started his own thing. And yes, there was problems, but now you have it. Like, we gave you your start in the business, and you know, you're looking at me like, huh?
Well, no, but I mean, and you know what? I think that Kathy's the oldest, and she's kind of probably like what's now the matriarch of the family and everything. But, and that's the dangerous part, I think, with siblings sometimes, when one feels like, you know, you're responsible and everybody is where they're at because of what you've done for them. That's, I don't like that. I don't think that's, and that to me is another, you know, knock against Kathy and a plus for Kyle, because, you know, Mauricio may have learned how to sell real estate, but he built the agency and they built that business based on their success of the show, the hard work they put into it, the staff that they brought into their agency. You know, okay, that's, you know, it's only fair.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm just trying to picture, because I mean, there's Kyle's side of it. And I think Kathy also, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying what side am I, I'm just saying, like, I think that's what goes through her mind. And I think she also feels like, now you're crying. That's what she made on my Instagram comment. Like, it's always about you and grow up. And I think Kyle feels like, I'm not going to speak up and defend you because, like, A, these things that you're being accused of saying, a lot of them are against me. And B, like, we've been down this road before. It's always, you know, you're making me feel bad and you're making, and like, I just gotta, you know, live for myself and Mauricio and my own family. So, I mean, it's this really, you know what I mean? I think that's what's going through each of their minds. And Kyle's like, I'm not going to speak up for you because, like, we've been down this road. And I think Kathy's like, speak up. I've done everything. It's like, they just, I see both sides of it. I'm not saying either's right. I just think there's years of why each of them is so.
I agree. Right? I agree. I agree with you 100%. It goes really deep, probably to their childhood, I'm sure. But my feeling is for the camera, for the public, family unites. You don't go against your family. When you're sitting there on that sofa and you know damn well that Rena really is not your friend, Erica is really not your friend, right? When the show's over, I'm curious how much they're all going to hang out. And Kathy is always going to be your sister. Those are always going to be your nieces and nephews, and that's always going to be your family. I just think that you want to put a little bit more effort into maintaining that relationship than you would about the two trash buckets on the couch. Sorry, I know that doesn't sound nice, but that's how I felt.
Yes. Does Kyle know this, though, that this is not your real friend number one, you know, with the pixie haircut, and this is not your real friend number two with, you know, her tight boobs pushed? Like, does she know these are not her two friends? I don't know.
But maybe it's Kyle, you know, also still trying to save the show and looking at her career. It's a huge chunk of money and in a lot of things. And, you know, she's still young, you know, they're young, they've got young kids, they, you know what I mean? This is their livelihood. And maybe she's just saying, hey, you know, she's trying to, you know, straddle the fence. She doesn't want to lose the relationship with her sister because that's her family. But in the same sense, she has to keep, she knows that freaking Rena and Eric aren't going anywhere. She's going to be filming with them again. And if Kathy says, forget about it, I'm not coming back, then, you know, Kyle's got to deal with that.
Yes. Yes and yes. That is where people criticize her of, like, you know, a lot of people feel that she chose the show over Kim. And basically sold Kim down the river. And now history repeats itself.
I've heard that comment before and people have asked me what I thought about that. I'm like, I don't know enough to comment on it. But I will say that whenever you're dealing with someone who's fighting any type of addiction, there's only so much. It's not, you know what I mean? Kim, first of all, has to save Kim. That's not up to Kyle. So that part of it to me is like a whole nother, that you can't just, you know, generalize that one and make an assumption on what she didn't give or do or support. Nobody knows that.
Yes. I'm just saying that is the criticism.
Well, right. But that's everyone that's the funny thing. And that goes back to, again, what you and I were saying. So many people want to judge everything from really not knowing anything about it, watching it for the whatever 45, 50 minutes on their television. And you really don't know these people. You don't know their real lives. You don't know their real, you know, trials and tribulations. And
it's not real. It's not real. This is not a real show.
But it's not a real show, but they do hurt real feelings and they do bring up real issues. And it does get real when they try to take each other down in a way where they want to ruin each other's careers. That's real.
Yes.
I mean, trust me, Rena and Erica would be thrilled if Kathy Hilton never came back. Thrilled. They're not saying, God, she's so great for ratings. We had all this viewership, you know, like, let's go easy on her so she comes back. No, they're like, again, this is like the gladiators. They're going to chop off her head and then they're going to wait for some fresh blood to be thrown in the ring.
That's just so stupid to me. But yes, it is like, I think it's a whole thing of like, not only is Rena trying to save her contract, Erica's motives are different. She doesn't need to worry about that because she's coming back. Her motives are like, just let's stop talking about me and get the world, the heat off me. But they're so, yes, I think they are like, wait, Kathy Hilton is the biggest thing possibly to ever happen to the show in name. And let's get her out of here. This is our fucking show. I don't want people talking about Kathy Hilton. I think it's jealousy. Get her off.
Maybe. I mean,
that's so stupid.
But the thing, I mean, honestly, when you fall so far out of the viewer's favor, I don't know. I mean, other than freaking saving puppies, what can they do to come back from this?
Well, Erica, I still feel she has come back a little bit, not a lot, but compared to, I think last year it was like 99% of the people wanted her hung and dry. And now I think it's less. I do.
It's only less because everyone's focused on Rena right now.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't see people saying keep her. I mean, everything I see is like get rid of both of them, or for the most part anyway. And in the truth of the matter is that what she's going through isn't going to end for the next, how many years would you say as an attorney, David?
I would say at least 4-ish, right. 5. I mean, I'm just...
Right.
I mean, that's why she's so the way she is. Like, okay, we got this one. Yes. Hold on, Andy. The lawyer just got back to me. Let me pull up the phone. Here's my statement. I will repeat it again. Erica don't care. She's like, And Andy, like,
he's in survival mode.
Andy loves her. Other people, like, speak like that to him, you get your head chopped off when you walk off. You're gone.
He loves it.
He loves it. She's like, and it's not even when she read that statement three times. There was another point. I forgot what it was, bro. She's
like a modern day Mae West, honestly. Like, he just loves, like, that kind of trashy, like the platinum blonde hair, all the makeup, sleeping with like a really old man to get what she can get, you know, have like the really horrible career, you know, and even if you're paying for it type thing, he loves it.
Loves it.
But, you know, I think it's interesting that the show never touches on, you know, the things that come up. For instance, this attorney that's paying her lawyer's fees, who is like Tom's best friend, right?
I don't even understand that. I don't, like, what? So
what don't you understand? They put the money into his account so he could pay Erica's lawyer's fees. What? I don't understand that.
So wait, so Tom put the money in there when? Like, months before, a year before this? Like,
who knows? Who knows? Who knows when they saw all this stuff imploding, when he couldn't pay the people their settlements and he was like bouncing checks to people and lying to them about where their money is. I have to believe it was like, you know, he had to win a case to pay off an old case that he had to, I mean, it was like this. And all of a sudden, boom, he's like got dementia, doesn't remember anything, you know? Come on.
So he
it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that. So he took his money and gave it to a lawyer friend and said, shit's gonna hit the fan. I'm 80. I'm gonna fall on the sword for her. Don't worry about me. I got
dementia. Yep.
And I'll get out of it that way. And you help Erica Jane. Wow.
From what I've read, that this guy who was Tom Girardi's friend is paying her attorney fees.
I didn't understand the moving parts of that and what it was all about. But I mean, if he gave him the money,
I would be curious to see where the money from this. So this guy, just out of the goodness of his heart,
that doesn't make any sense.
Sorry.
I mean, unless she's sleeping with him, which, I mean, we would have known at this point. But
he's one of the starting five.
This bitch is a survivor. Like,
and you want to say she's loyal? Come on.
Okay. Honey, maybe I have.
She said, I only care about myself. And trust me, if Rana did one thing to not support her, she'd be spewing venom about Rena.
Yes.
That's what I think.
No, I don't disagree with that. I just feel, so that's paying the attorneys. All right. I mean, but when she told Andy off at some other point, and I was just like, oh my God, the balls on this girl.
He loves it. Cause she does it like in such like a campy way, you know, with like she looks with the blue eyeshadow and the hair and all the jewelry. And it's like, they're my earrings. And she's like bragging about how much they cost. I mean, who does that? Who does that?
She does. She does. She does. She does. She just, her and Rena in a, oh my God.
I shouldn't say the audacity, but the delusional view of themselves to even, in my opinion, and it's just, I mean, listen, anyone could look at me as I'm sitting here with a Levi's denim shirt on. Who am I to say? It's just my opinion. And I'm not saying it as, I'm saying it as someone now at this stage of the game who just watches the show and has a comment. That's all. But these two women,
People love your comments, Catherine. Again,
because I call it like
They would like you to be here every week. And not just to Beverly Hills. They would like you here every week on every show.
I've got opinions on some of the other shows, and I would do that with you.
Okay, we'll do that in between seasons.
Rena crawling out there in those heels and that dress that she could barely walk in when it was over, and she's walking down that hall. Like, I want to say, God forbid, don't fall and break a hip. But the face looks like Khloe Kardashian with all everything. And one of our my good friends who is known her forever too, texts me and says, WTF, what the hell happened to Rena? She doesn't watch the show. She just saw something on whatever. Exactly. And then the other one, they're like two tricks. I'm sorry. That's what it looks like to me. I can't help it. I'm not saying that there isn't, they're not entertaining. They're great for the show. I'm not saying I want them off the show. None of it. But please, people, let's call it like we see it. Sorry. It is what it is.
Well, that's why Kathy just showed up and she's like, you know, cool as a cucumber. I'm not sure it did any favors for her, but it, I mean, I get she's just different. I mean, there are people that are like, oh, the evil behind her eyes. And I'm like, Kathy just isn't, she doesn't, she, I thought she came in, she's, it's, it was almost the opposite to me. Like she, you can all fight over this for 12 hours. She's going to come and do her part. And it, she's like, we're shutting this down, basically. Like, we're moving on. Like, she basically told them that, you know. Yeah. I mean, Erica's like, I don't lie. I don't lie, Kathy.
But maybe you can't hear very well because of all of your sold out concerts and the music was too loud.
Right. I mean, you're saying she doesn't swear. So, I mean, I agree. I don't necessarily, I just don't see, first of all, I don't see any rational person using these words that she's been accused of using.
She's not that stupid. It doesn't make sense that that's what she would say. And of all people to Erica.
Right. No. I agree with you. Yeah, I'm sure Kathy Hilton, nobody says no to her. I'm sure she was pissed off at the DJ, but you don't say,
right.
I agree. I don't believe it. I don't. I just don't. Yeah, I think
how old is Kathy Hilton?
66. I can Google. I don't know why I want to say like, I think like she's 60, the mid to late 60s.
I have no idea.
Rinna, I know, is 59.
Right.
I'm just curious. I mean, look, it goes all the ways. I mean, Rinna would have a break. She's 63, Kathy.
I mean, yeah, I just don't think that she's that out of the loop and in can't, you know.
Not when she has
all through the trees.
Right. And not when you have all these friends and not when your daughter is like, I mean, she's not an idiot. She knows the brands of Paris Hilton. It's period. But she also is a business person. She is friends with all these people. She did that benefit at the Abbey. I don't see it, that it's some deep seated like facade. I mean, she lives in LA, Beverly Hills. Like this is who she's surrounded. Kathy Hilton has no straight male friends. They're all gay. I mean,
you don't say those things unless like, that's like, I mean, not to, if you got hate in your heart, you know what I mean? Sooner or later, it's going to come out.
And totally.
To say those kinds of things to me are hateful words, right? It's hateful to talk like that. And I don't think that she has that kind of hate in her heart. So why, I don't buy. I don't believe that. And I'm not saying that, I'm not calling Erica a liar. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that she thinks she heard it and she didn't. I mean, I would have loved for her to say, excuse me, what did you say? And have Kathy confirm it, right? If you really hear someone say something, we're like, wait a minute, what did you just say?
Right. Like you would at least say like, what? Like you'd be so shocked. You would want them to repeat it.
Right?
I also don't buy it.
And why wouldn't Erica say to her, hey, wait a minute, don't talk like that. If you know what I mean, if someone said something like that to me, I would literally say like, what did you just say? Don't do that. I would stop them dead in their tracks and say, don't talk like that.
Right.
But did she do that? She didn't offer that up though, did she?
No, she didn't. And that's the other thing. It's like someone said online, I forgot where it was, like, it's funny how like Rinna can't remember the exact anything when someone confronts her. And yet she knows word for word what happened during Kathy's breakdown.
When Kathy said, do you remember that? When you were like, oh, I get it. Like, you know, you're preaching to the choir, whatever that was. And she said, do you remember saying that? And Renee was just like, for sure. I mean, and I'm sure that was like kind of like the goading and like, let her just go, let her self implode. But I am a little surprised that Renee didn't record it. And truthfully, maybe she did. And she just isn't willing to unleash it. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about that, because she's like, now this, and here's the other thing. Like, so I, okay, fine. Like, you look, Garcelle and Dorit got it. I mean, Dorit steps up. Now, one could argue, what the hell is Dorit doing? Are you unlike Erica? Are you a loyal friend to Kyle? Or are you truly now in the final hour just trying to save your own damn job by speaking up here with something to say? Because when she was like, say, she was trying to interject with Kyle and Kyle's like, please let me. But she did lean over to Rinna and she's like, because here's the thing. When Rinna, like, I understand if you feel you have to say it or whatever, you know, I forgot who asked her. Was it Andy? Was like, where does this end? And she's like, right here. That's what the reunion's for. It ends right here. And then she brings it up. And then when there's another issue 3 seconds later, she opens her big mouth again. I'm like,
right.
And she's already posted on social media, FYI, Rinna.
She can't let it go. I saw something where she was saying, where she was talking about something with Kim, like, you know, Lisa, you're going to drop it. It's dropped. And then she brings it all back. She can't. But again, you know, yeah. It's true. Someone, and I read it somewhere else. I'm like, it's true. What is her storyline? Oh.
You want to get it?
No. I don't know how to, hold on.
She doesn't have a story. Now you're back. She doesn't have a storyline. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we've all said, like, there's no... Look, I'm done with expecting Harry. There is no Harry. He's not going to be on this show. For a house husband to appear so little, it's shocking. Her daughters really don't want anything to do with the show. We already went down that road, and now they're traveling the world. So, right, like, okay, your storyline was Rinna Beauty. Okay, well, that's over. Like, what is her storyline, really? None. So...
If she's not, what I was trying to think, because I saw another comment where someone said, you know, without Rinna, like, what else was the season? And I was trying to think, what did they all do this past season? Like, what if it wasn't for this storyline, what else was there? I guess Dorit in the beginning with the robbery. What else?
The whole Erica telling Jax to fuck off or get out of here.
Okay, but that's not a story. That's
no, and that led to a story off air. There was no story. This whole thing with Garcelle and the bots and all that was not on the show. That was real life.
But do you wonder where all of this comes from to make people tune in? All of this stuff is what I think drives viewership.
It seems like Jersey is on par with this, but a lot of the others don't have this. Yeah, this was like Jersey, and Jersey is going to come back. And it's there's this, what is in the press, and all this is so. Listen, could you imagine if, I mean, Garcelle says, and she still says, we're going to know about these bots. Can you imagine if, like, it's traced back to producers? I mean, I don't.
I'd be really curious if they would do their best. They've got a ton of money. NBC has a ton of money to shut that down. I don't know. And would Garcelle, being in the television industry, you know, want something like that even to come out? I don't know.
It seemed like, I mean,
sound so skeptical. It's like,
well, I mean, if like, if NBC, if like the producers were behind the bots to drum up publicity, I think Garcelle will have a really good lawsuit on her hands. I don't think Garcelle will be fired anytime ever.
But would you want that? You know what I mean? That's another one of those things where you may know something. It gets so dirty, and nobody wins then. No one wins. I mean, that would be something she could go to behind closed doors and say, hey, listen, this is what came out, you guys. You know, we're supposedly making a show together. This is, you know, playing dirty. I don't think the public's ever hearing about that stuff. Personally, I don't.
You're right. What do you think?
That would be the end of the franchise then. That would be the end of it. They'd have to end it. What choice is there? I mean, everyone would be like, this is so fake. This is so bad. What kind of network does this to their cast members? Like, you know, especially with the 14-year-old kid, like you can't. That's just not okay.
Well, I think, you know, just, I think I agree with you. I do think then there's some money deposit. Maybe I watched, but I think there's then a deposit into Garcelle's bank account. Yeah, this will never come out. Sure. I actually agree with you. Being a lawyer and knowing how it all works and how many illicit things go on between, I think there'll be a sizable deposit into Garcelle's bank account and we'll never hear. Sure. I don't think that stays quiet without some deposit. That's just my opinion.
It's the next Me Too movement. Here we go.
Give Garcelle something. I don't know. What do you think? Is Dora Reed a loyal friend to Kyle, where she tries to speak up and let them handle it? She might have some morals, Dora Reed.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, in the last two seasons, I've liked her more than before. And I didn't like the way she conducted herself in Aspen, in, you know, trying to be a loyal friend to Erica. I thought was kind of a joke, because as you can see, there's no loyalty there. Here, Dorit was the one that was there for Erica in Aspen when she was crying and having this meltdown. Where is the loyalty with Erica at BravoCon saying that Dorit and PK are going to be the next couple? Is she loyal?
Now, you know that certain, I'm not saying I don't think, but certain, you know, there's a theory going around that, yes, she's loyal and she wants her on the show. And that was Erica's way of saving Dorit's job, that they're all in on it. I'm just saying, this is what's out there, that they're all in on it. And girl, you're so lucky Erica said this and now you're interesting and this and that. And
that doesn't make you interesting because she gets up and says that that's the next thing. And she does like a ponytail twirl and looks like a freaking idiot saying it. No, sorry.
Sorry, not sorry, because there's more Catherine Edwards to come. We talk more about the reunion. And you know what? We look ahead to next season. Denise, Kim Richards, Brandy, Camille, Heather Dubrow. Catherine's got a lot to say. Listen, we're going to talk more about the reunion and that you guys all wanted Catherine. Well, now you're getting Catherine overload. I don't think you're sick of Catherine yet. I think she's still kind of one of your favorites, right? So stay tuned. There is more of this chat to come. Sorry, not sorry is Catherine. Sorry, not sorry is me. Hope you enjoyed this. And we are good. And by the way, after we talk about it all with Catherine, I think we got to take a break, guys, from talking about Beverly Hills, don't you? Lots of other Bravo and world life stuff to discuss. But for now, stay tuned. There is more Catherine Edwards on the way. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy.
Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.